Unemployment is the highest it's been since 1995. Nearly 8.5 million people are out of work. A CBS News poll has found that nearly half of Americans say the economy and jobs are the biggest problems facing the country. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams visited with a group of unemployed workers, most of whom are college graduates, and prepared this report.
All right. So now we'll start again. And say your name and the kind of job you're looking for and a little about what you've been doing during the last week to get the job.
The 13 people attending tonight's meeting of the Capitol Hill Career Group are in a brightly lit room of the First Trinity Lutheran Church near Capitol Hill in D.C. This is a mutual aid society for people who are not accustomed to being jobless, people who've held white-collar jobs for most of their professional lives. Here they support each other emotionally, sharing contacts and ideas as they confront unemployment. They're led by Ellie Wegner, a tall, commanding woman who has counseled people without jobs for 20 years.
All right, Kim?
I received my first rejection letter, but it was a very positive rejection letter. They just said due to the war, they didn't want to bring on any new artists or writers, but they...
The people sitting around eight tables take turns recounting the details of their job search over the last week. There's an opera singer who just moved from Europe, a woman interested in market research, an electrical engineer, another person is interested in political polling, a former nurse who's trying to get a children's book published, and Mark, a recent University of Illinois graduate who got his own rejection letter.
Yeah, basically what the woman said is, you know, she could understand how frustrating it is where they want so many years of experience, yet they won't give you an opportunity to gain the experience.
And they're always saying it, but they don't really mean it, because young people don't have enough experience, older people feel they have too much, and they both groups think that they're out of luck.
Right.
And they're not. They're getting jobs all the time.
Right.
So
the Capitol Hill Support Group is operated by Wegner's Employment Support Center, a small business that caters to the unemployed. In the current economy, she finds it's taking people longer to find work, and that it's harder on their self-image, which in turn makes it harder to keep them motivated as they look for work.
People have unexpected ways of interacting with each other. I could never guarantee what's going to happen when you have 10 to 15 people together in a group, but I will guarantee that people are going to say, oh, I knew about a job like the kind you're looking for, and they can be more honest to each other than I can. Because if two people that are in a high-tech kind of field are talking to each other and one of them says, you can't go for this kind of job, you don't have the training, it's easier for them to say, why don't you try for a different job? And so they can give a reality check to each other.
In the first 3 months of this year, more than a quarter of unemployed people with college degrees had been without a job for more than half a year. At the moment, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that people with a college degree are having a harder time finding work than people with just a high school degree.
More people with higher education, with more training, with lots of experience, great management experience, are having more trouble getting jobs than they would have had a few years ago. The MCI, Xerox, different organizations that have had big layoffs have laid off middle management people. Experience galore. They can do almost anything, and they're having a hard time.
Kathleen Carlisle has that experience as a former program coordinator and policy analyst with the city of Portland, Oregon. Carlisle, dressed in a black jumper, moved to Washington when her husband got a job here, and she's not been able to find work for a year and a half.
State and local governments are in a contraction period right now. I think on the upside, I keep hearing from government personnel people that there will be a wave of people retiring in the next 5 or 6 years.
Part of the emotional difficulty of being unemployed these days is how hard it is to get face-to-face with an employer to talk about possible jobs. People like Kim Albias-Davies used her personal charm to make an impression in the past.
It used to be that you could get your foot through the door and your vibrant personality, your positiveness was there with your resume. Now it's mainly computer, internet. You cut and paste your resume, you wait 2 or 3 weeks, you get an email back, they ask for more information, 2 to 3 weeks. It's this constant back and forth between a computer instead of a human to a human.
The people who keep looking for jobs get jobs. The people who don't, don't. And it's almost that simple. Okay, Mustafa, explain
yourself. My name is Mustafa Barata, and I lost my job. I was working as building engineer downtown D.C., and after 911, that was my job.
He's from Algeria and has a degree in electrical engineering from the University of Southern California. And he's a permanent resident, but he's had difficulty finding work.
I can do anything, I mean, as long as it pays. I can tutor French, math, physics, you know. I think these days, you know, a name like Mustafa doesn't help at all. I'm not sure, but, you know.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, you know.
In the middle of the meeting, a man enters carrying a baby. Musa Akil, who worked at a high-tech firm for 18 years before the downturn, sits quietly until Ellie Wegner makes a joke.
Okay, Musa, you came a little late, and your child is looking for a job, right?
No. He's going to be retired. He's going to be retired right after me. I'm actually not looking for a job.
Oh, have you got one?
Right.
You didn't. Hooray! You're bringing cookies next week since you didn't bring them this time.
Musa was hired to be a realtor, and it's the group's tradition to have people who have found jobs bring cookies to celebrate. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.